This goes to Troy Novak, PAC. Fax is 989, and we'll leave that blank. We have to get the fax. Patient is Jan. Last name is Bizanette. Be like boy. I S S O N N like November. E T T E. Date of birth is 6/29/1951. Dear Troy, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mr. Bizanette, who was seen in Alma Hospital, 1/15/26, for abnormal kidney function. He had been feeling very ill with severe diarrhea and then had malignant stools prior to admission, and kidney function declined. Usual creatinine level, the GFR was ranging between 40 and 45, but upon admission it was 1.89 creatinine and the GFR was 37. Potassium was elevated also at that time. Everything stabilized and he was taken off candesartan and Plavix because of the GI bleeding. And that did resolve. And he has been checking his blood pressure at home, and it's ranging between 140 to 150 over 70s when checked since he was taken off candesartan. And he's had no further episodes of rectal bleeding since stopping Plavix. He was unable to also tolerate aspirin because he got an ulcer from taking oral aspirin. And the Plavix was for stroke prevention, he tells us. But currently he has stopped it due to the GI bleed. He was also taken off metformin when he was in the hospital, but blood sugars are now ranging between 180 and 190 on his Dexcom glucose monitor, continuous glucose monitor. So he is wondering if he could resume the metformin. He was tolerating 2,000 milligrams in 24 hours, 1,000 milligrams twice a day, without diarrhea or any significant side effects prior to admission. Currently, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He does urinate well and feels as if he's emptying his bladder well. No further blood or melena in the stools. No abdominal pain, no diarrhea. And minimal stable edema of the lower extremities. Medications, he's on hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily. Gabapentin is 100 milligram three times a day. Prevacid, 30 milligram daily for over a year. Zetia, 10 milligram daily. Lipitor, 20 milligram daily. Metoprolol, 25 milligram twice a day. Humalog insulin is 55 units three times a day. Toujeo insulin is 130 units daily. Fenofibrate, 200 milligram a day. He takes vitamin B12, oral vitamin D, and a multivitamin, also probiotics daily. And he uses no oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height is 72 inches, weight 251 pounds, pulse was 86. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 160 over 80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no ascites. He does have a trace to 1+ ankle edema bilaterally, decreased sensation in the lower extremities, brisk capillary refill. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 27th of 2026. Creatinine was 1.64 with estimated GFR of 44. The previous level was 1.8. Calcium 9.5. Sodium 142, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 27, hemoglobin is 10.9, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with improving creatinine levels. We are going to continue to check labs every 3 months and as needed. 2, hypertension, not currently at goal after the candesartan was stopped. That we'd be hesitant to restart that, though, because of the high potassium level in the hospital, as well as the worsening of the renal function. Plavix also should be held due to the GI bleed symptom that occurred. He did have colonoscopy and upper endoscopy scopes, and both were negative for any kind of ulcers. 3, type 2 diabetes, not as well controlled after stopping the metformin. And with a GFR of 44, it is safe to restart his metformin. I advised him to start that slowly, though. Start 500 milligram twice a day for 1 week before going back up to 1,000 milligram twice a day. And if he develops any diarrhea from the metformin, he will stop it immediately and let us know. Then maybe something else will need to be chosen, or insulin may need to be adjusted at that time. But we will put him back on that. It is safe to use until the GFR gets down to 30, and then we can have problems with lactic acidosis, and we would hold it at that point only. It is not harmful to kidneys, but it can cause lactic acidosis when used in normal dosages when the GFR is less than 30. And he will be checking his blood pressure at home daily for a week, and he's going to call us with readings. We would want to avoid calcium channel blockers because of the edema, and he does have a past history of swelling with calcium channel blockers. The metoprolol could be increased if needed, and the hydrochlorothiazide should probably be kept at 25 milligram a day. That's working well without with minimal effect on the kidneys. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.